And the whole muted mic thing, the whole muted microphone thing was such a joke because they were ready for Trump. And I was ready for Trump to go all Piper's Pit on that thing and just throw the microphone stand down and just start punching people. Although, you got to give Trump credit. I was talking with Mike in the pregame that no matter what, he was going to go 180 degrees different than the first debate. Because no matter what points he got, the legacy media focused on his attitude. Focused on his attitude. So he took that away. He was calm. And if you watch the screeching Savannah Guthrie interrogation, you could see that he wasn't going to get flustered. News this morning, which is just sourced. You can tell which segments are sourced from legacy media. They were doing the debate wrap-up, and the lady who was doing it said, they were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, which is still unsubstantiated and unconfirmed. What? You cannot continue to tell us that Hunter Biden's laptop is an unsubstantiated or has unsubstantiated rumors on it. And so they continue to peddle that lie, although it doesn't matter because the longer they do that, the bigger the story becomes. Right? The story becomes bigger and bigger. It's festering like a wound. It's an infected wound now on the legacy media and social media. So no matter what they say, it's still coming up. And we have that. Different sources, too. Different media sources being led by the New York Post. And so, it was a fine debate. I mean, notice there were two things they didn't talk about on that debate. It didn't even get mentioned. Three things, actually. Joe Biden didn't mention that he was a Catholic. He did at the first debate. Didn't talk abortion, didn't talk guns. Because those two areas, Joe Biden cannot win. Those are losing segments. Right? Those are losing topics. If you looked at the way everything was set up, and it's the same tempo, we'll say, same tempo for the first debate. They give Joe, because that's when the drugs are at their highest. Joe's got 30 minutes to get the best segment he can, or the best answers he can, out. Because typically, too, people will tune out after like 30, 45 minutes if they get bored. Which last night was boring. Because Trump was not able to Trumpzilla. But we have the COVID, right? The COVID questions that came up. And I think the fact that my analysis of it, yeah, it may have been Biden's strongest area. The pundits may say that's his strongest area, but I'm actually going to disagree with that. I'm going to disagree with that pretty heavily. Simply because that the whole thing, first of all, 200,000 people are going to die between now and the end of the year. That's a hell of a death rate. Right? Unless you're going to be practicing Operation Rolling Thunder across the United States with B-52s bombing every square inch of the country, I don't know how you're getting to 200,000 deaths. But yeah, not checked by the greatest moderator ever. 200,000 people are going to die. Anybody with some sense would have had to say, between now and January 1st, you realize we didn't get to 200,000 people dying in 3 months at one point. But nope, was not pushed back on that. And then The biggest point, and we have the audio of it, we'll play it in the next segment. The biggest flop was the lockdowns. I don't care what you say. Because the corona segment, the corona part, was it breaks down like this. Who's ready to live versus who's ready, who's ready to move on with their life and who's ready to vacuum seal themselves in their houses. That will tell you where you are with the coronavirus. And they're mentioning the news is, you know, the news, local news is saying there's COVID fatigue. That's why cases are going up because people aren't practicing the safety measures. Yeah, I agree with COVID fatigue. We had COVID fatigue in June. And now you're talking about canceling Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, Rosh Hashanah, everything. We're canceling every holiday, every activity. We still need to stay in the house and watch Netflix. So I think Trump's appeal or his or the way he approached it. The number stuff he'll never win. 200,000 people died. How could you not listen to the ads? Right? Those numbers are pushed and phrased in a way that he can't beat that, right? He can't push back on that, or there's no way, there's no answer he can give to that. Oh, well, 200,000 people died. If you just wear a mask, then blah 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 blah. Right? Okay. Yeah, because the mask is the safest thing ever. That's what they'll retreat to. They have that. So that he can't beat that. You gotta take your punches, give your answer, and go through that question. But the next part, the lockdown, where Joe stumbled. Oh, of course I would do lockdown. Of course I would. And then he tries to turn around and say, well, what states are having the spikes? The red states. Joe Biden even went so far as to cite New York as an example of how well to combat the coronavirus, which apparently is put all the old, get the old people infected, send them into the same place together, let them all die, and then let everybody else kind of return to normal. And these spikes, let me go back. I said this before at the beginning of the corona hysteria. Cases do not equal deaths. You got the soy boys like Chris Hayes. You realize we're going to have the largest spike in cases. Cases don't equal deaths, my man. Especially if you are even remotely learned on the subject, which if you're listening to the Crusade Channel on the Mike Church Show, you're miles ahead of everybody else. But what are the cases based on? The cases are based on the tests. And we know, if you're not a Fauci sycophant, that the tests don't work. The tests are not PCR tests, antigen tests, antibody tests. None of these tests accurately find COVID-19, quote unquote. Even the CDC, I read it at one point, said, if you get a positive PCR, you might mean you have the cold. You may have COVID-19, or you could have the flu. So when they whine and cry and scream to the heavens about more cases, what? So imagine if you will, dear listener of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. And I think other people in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat have made this in the past. So if it sounds like I'm stealing it from you, it's probably because I am. Imagine any year, the past 20 years, if we actively tested for strep throat, if we actively tested for the flu, any strain, if we actively tested, pick your disease, pick your virus. Do you have any idea the case counts we would have? We would be in a quote unquote pandemic every single year. But of course, because this virus is the deadliest virus, even though it's not, of all time. We have to track it with tests that aren't really tracking the actual outbreak. So he's not going to win it. But where he can win is tapping into the American spirit. Give me a second. It's not jingoistic. It's the American idea. Across these United States, there is the idea of, yeah, is it hard? Yes. But you know what? I'll suck it up and we'll deal with it. And we'll listen to the audio in the next segment where Trump's like, we have the matchup where people, of course, on Twitter, the 2% on Twitter that don't represent these United States, saying, oh, Biden just smoked him by saying people are learning to die with it. That's the dumbest thing ever. Trump's quote of we have to learn to live with it is so people want to hear. Do we take precautions? Yes. Do you try to, keep those who are high risk in a safer position? Yes. But you have to learn to live with adversity, whether it's a virus, whether it's whatever. And Joe Biden's people are learning to die with it. It's great for moments.